Goranga Hol Goitu Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So today we're going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 6. And the chapter is entitled, the name of the chapter is "The Lord Instructs Sanatan Goswami." Eka bandisha deyi de nija dharma keya. Samsara ite tare mukta kare nagosana. Eka bandi, one imprisoned person, one imprisoned person. Shade, one release. Yadi, if. Nija dharma, one's own religion. Dekhiya, consulting. Samsaraite, from material bondage. Tare, him. Mukta, mukta karena, sorry. Release. Gonasa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one releases a conditioned soul or imprisoned person according to religious principle, he himself is also released from material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Purport. It appears from this statement that Sanatana Goswami, who was formerly a minister of the Nawab, was trying to cheat Muslim superintendent. A jail superintendent had only an ordinary education, or practically no education, and he was certainly not supposed to be very advanced in spiritual knowledge. But, just to satisfy him, Sanatana Goswami praised him as a very learned scholar of the scriptures. The jail keeper could not deny that he was a learned scholar, because when one is elevated to an exalted position, one thinks oneself fit for that position. Sanatana Goswami was correctly explaining the effects of spiritual activity, and the jail keeper connected his statement with his release from jail. There are innumerable conditioned souls rotting in the material world, imprisoned by Maya under the spell of sense gratification. The living entity is so entranced by the spell of Maya that in conditioned life, even a pig feels satisfied. There are two kinds of covering powers exhibited by Maya. One is called Prakeshe Patmika, and the other is called Avarana Atmika. When one is determined to get out of material bondage, the Prakeshe Patmika Shakti, the spell of diversion, impels one to remain in conditioned life, fully satisfied by sense gratification. Due to the other power, Avaranatmika, a conditioned soul feels satisfied even if he's rotting in the body of a pig or a worm in stool. To release a conditioned soul from material bondage is very difficult because the spell of Maya is so strong. Even when the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself descends to deliver conditioned souls, asking them to surrender unto him, the conditioned souls do not agree to the Lord's proposal. Therefore, Sri Sanatan Goswami said, somehow or other, if one helps another gain release from the bondage of Maya, he is certainly recognized immediately by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita 1869, Nachatasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakritamaha bhavita nachametasmat anya priyataro bhuvi. The greatest service one can render to the Lord is to try to infuse devotional service into the heart of the conditioned soul so that the conditioned soul may be released from conditioned life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnav is recognized by his preaching work, that is, by convincing the conditioned soul about his eternal position, which is explained here as Nitya Dharma. It is the living entity's eternal position to serve the Lord. Therefore, to help one get release from material bondage is to awaken one to the dormant understanding that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Jivara Svarabhoi Krishnera Nitya Dasa. This will further be explained by the Lord Himself to Sanatana Goswami.
Oma Gyana Chimirandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshurun Miritamina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadadi Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siyutam Padakamaram Sri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupa Sagrajanda Sagana Ragunatam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savabhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakavitamcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vanshakalpa Tarubhacha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse, actually the context is that Sanatana Goswami was putting in jail because he was serving the minister, he was the minister for the Muslim government, actually. And he decides to stop to do that service. Actually, he was the head of the state, practically. He was extremely rich. He had so much power, so many facilities. Then he decided to just give up everything and take the practice of devotional service. So when the Nawal realized it, he was really angry against him, then he put him in jail. And Sanatana Goswami, just before that, now received a message that Lord Chaitanya is going to Vrindavan, and he wants him to join and to go there to Vrindavan. So he has to find one way to get out of jail. So previously, he also saved some golden coin that he's going to use for that. And now he start to try to convince the jail keeper to release him. So he used actually religious purpose, some religious argument to convince the jail keeper. And Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that the jail keeper is not very learned. So generally when you praise someone that is not very educated or very learned, they just take the praise for reality and they are very happy. So you could influence them. So is what Sanatana Goswami is doing now. He just praised the jail keeper and he said, oh, you are very learned, you learn the scriptures, you learn the Quran. And you know that if you really help someone to progress in spiritual path, you also will get some benefit. So if you help me to get out of jail, I will go to do some pilgrimage, I will go to the Mecca, then I will do something spiritual. So the jail keeper liked this idea, and with that Sanatana Goswami will offer 5,000 gold coins just to give some more motivation. Then the jail keeper is really inspired to do so, and is still afraid because he knows that if the Nawal know this, he's going to be punished. So there is some risk, and Sanatana Goswami will explain him the plan how to do it. How to let him go in the morning, take his bath, respond to nature, and just say that actually just jump in the Ganges with the chain and the balls and he just disappears. So here is the beginning of the plan. But what is important to understand in that verse is the spiritual substance of the verse, actually, that if one helps another to get out of this material condition. Now here the jail is like the jail, the prison, the Muslim jail keeper. For him, his understanding is to let him go out of the cell, of the jail. But what Sanatana Goswami show to us in that verse, that actually the real jail is Maya, is our condition, is the whole material creation actually. And what really pleases God is when someone helps another person to get free from that prison, from that condition. It's not a prison with wall and bar actually, because in the material world there is no bar, there is no wall actually. In some case, like very extreme case, there is some jail, some very naughty soul. Even we are already prisoner here, they go in some more strict prison in this material world. But actually the only thing that keeps us bound in this material world is the desire to stay. This is really the power of this material prison, that we stay here because we want to be here. And to get out from this is very, very difficult. And in the purpose, Prabhupada mentioned two different shakti, two different energy that keep the conditioned soul here. And the first one, Prabhupada explained that when someone tries to get out of material condition, there is a first energy, Prakshepatmika, who tried to bring him back actually. Because when someone is in jail, when he do his duty, when it's nice with the jail keeper, generally the prison, the jail keeper, they don't bother him. You know, he just in his cell and he do what you have to do, he get his food, he get sometimes some facility, but he's just a nice prisoner, he's no trouble with him. So here is the second shakti that make, is called Avaranatmika Shakti, that make believe that the prisoner actually is enjoying. Like when we see people who are not in contact with Krishna consciousness, who don't practice spiritual life, they are in Maya, they are suffering, but still they feel that it's okay, because it's their reality, and this is this energy who is really influencing them. Like even Indra was affected by this shakti when he just get the body of a pig, and he was enjoying. Indra was the king of the heavenly planet. Then some another, he get the body of a pig. And I don't know who went to see him, but I don't know if it's Brahma or if it's Brahma. Yeah, Brahma went to see Indra in the body of a pig, and he said, "Hey, wake up, just wake up, see your condition. You know, you are Indra, the king of the heaven, and now you are in the body of a pig." And he doesn't realize it, it was fine for him. So this is the condition of everyone here. And when someone tries to get out of this condition, when he gets some understanding, now actually this condition is wrong, I have to try to do something. So when someone tries to get out from this, the first shakti, the Pralaksepatmika shakti, always try to take that soul and put him down again, bringing back to the lower stage of condition. And this is what's happened to all of us actually, because we work, we endeavor to get free from this material condition, but the anatta, the condition, the attraction of material nature, desire to enjoy, always coming back and try to put us down. And it's like when you are in jail and you try to escape, the whole prison run after you. You know, all the guard, they are with all the lamps, and they are ready to shut you. So when we take up devotional service, it's just what happened. When we start to chant Hare Krishna, the whole material creation start to turn and see us, say, what is it doing? And the whole creation is trying to push us down. So if we look in that way, we have no hope, because we are so teeny, so conditioned, and the whole material world is working against us. So there is only one way to get free from that, is to turn to Krishna, because he's the one who created that prison, he's the one who controls also those who control that prison. So the only way to get free from our condition is to turn to Krishna. And in this age of Kali Yuga, the most easiest way to do it, actually the only way to do it, is by chanting Hare Krishna, is by Harinam, by chanting the holy name, by practicing devotional service. So, although the situation is quite heavy, is very dangerous, the possibility is there, but the problem is always our desire. We must develop the sincere desire to get out from here, and Krishna will help us for sure. And actually the pain and pleasure of this conditioned soul when one is really trapped by Maya is compared that if you take someone's head and you pull the head in the water, so you leave the head in the water for some time, so the person cannot breathe anymore, so there's a lot of suffering coming. And just before this person may die, you take the head out and it could take some hair and feel again some relief. So this is the analogy about pleasure and suffering in the material world. When the head is down in the water and you're ready to die, you feel so much pain. This is the suffering of material world, how Maya is working. And when it became too much, this is what happened to every conditioned soul actually. When it's too much pain, too much suffering, then Maya take out the head, you take some breath and give a little release from material suffering. So people think that this is enjoyment, this is pleasure, but actually it's not, because the pain is so heavy, so hard, that when you get out, you get a little bit of relief, you think that this is pleasure. And it's what goes on all over the world actually. And the only pleasure is through devotional service, to bhakti yoga actually. To serve, to please Krishna, to learn how to please Krishna in what you are doing. The exchange, the service amongst the devotees, and this is actually what could give only the real satisfaction that you are looking for actually. So, and later on in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya will start to instruct Sanatana Goswami actually. And Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, I think as most of us we know, that they are the writer of particularly of a big part of our literature, like the Nectar of Devotion, the Nectar of Instruction. They got the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they get inspired and empowered to read all the pastime and go very deep in Krishna Lila actually. And it is mentioned that in this age of Kali actually, like also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to show this example, the best opulence actually is the renunciation. And renunciation is very important to practice because it's the key to get Krishna's mercy actually. And Rupa and Sanatana Goswami was the perfect example of that renunciation because they have everything. Materially speaking, they have everything. There was a nice person with good education, with a lot of knowledge, good position, actually the highest position of the state, so many influence, so many powers, so much money, many palace to live, so many servants. And they was not satisfied. There was suffering, actually. And Rupa and Sanatana, I think it's Rupa Goswami, with Sanatana Goswami, he have a talk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he say, you know, people are praising me, they tell me that I'm learned, but I don't know the goal of life, I don't know what to do with my life, I'm suffering, so please instruct me. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu start to instruct Rupa and Sanatana. So they have everything and just renounce everything. They was living as a mendicant with practically no clothes, like except for example, it is explained later that Sanatana Goswami, when he met the Lord, he was wearing very simple clothes. And one day, a devotee gave a nice blanket, because he was just living with a piece of cloth around him, a piece of cloth on his shoulder, and nothing to cover him even at night, even when it was cold, so he have nothing. And someone giving a nice blanket, and later on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees him with that blanket. And he says, oh, you have a nice blanket. And he doesn't say nothing, and the next day when he go to take his bath on the river, he see a poor person with a very torn blanket, you know, piece of tissue like completely broken. And he go to him and he want to exchange the nice blanket with the old one. And the person said to him, why are you making joke about me? You know, don't do like this, you know. And Sanatana Goswami says, no, no, I want to exchange this nice blanket against yours. And he take it and he really, at this time, give up all his, let's say, material desire for any proprietorship, or he just really renounced everything at that time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was really happy. And so we should not think that we should do the same. It's not the idea that we must just give up everything. We are not Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. But this understanding that we have to give up things in the path of devotional service is very important. Even if we don't have to renounce all the material things we have in the hand, but actually those desire to control, those desire to enjoy material nature, some another, these things we have to learn to give them up. And this is by practicing and also by chanting, because when we chant, the heart becomes clean and we have to practice to serve. And when the opportunity came to give up something, we must try the best to do it. This is probably something personal for each of us. You know, Krishna knows what is good for us, what is not good for us, and he will inspire everyone from the heart. So renunciation is part of this process, of this practice of devotional service. And we should not forget that actually we are all in prison here. Even sometimes ISKCON society, the practice of devotional service is nice. It's very joyful, a lot of nice person, nice devotees, nice festival. So many beautiful things actually. If we compare the life we live when we join this movement and the life that live people outside, we are extremely fortunate and very happy. Even if sometimes it's a little bit difficult, but the joy we could experience, the nice association we experience amongst the devotees is really priceless actually. But even if there is so many nice things, we should not forget our position, that we are prisoner. We are here because our previous past did, and we should not forget the goal, that we have to endeavor to work seriously to pay actually the price we have to pay to get free from our condition. And yesterday when Mother Rupa Goswami was giving the class, I was very touched in one point, because I saw her enthusiasm and her appreciation about the visitors that came to Radhadesh. And those people who are doing some little service actually, who are chanting, who appreciated the devotees and the place. So generally it's true, when some new person came and do something, even a little service, anything, we have so much appreciation for them. We say, wow, this is really nice. You know, they are attracted by Krishna, by chanting, about anything. So how much appreciation we must have for the devotees? Because any devotee who joined this movement for some time, some months, some years, they try their best, they chant every day, they serve every day, they try to give up everything, even if it's difficult for everyone. They really work hard, they really give a lot to change. So how much appreciation we must have for the devotees actually. This is a very, very nice, nice thing that we could share and have together. And we should not we should not let familiarity come too much in our relation amongst devotees. We should have nice association, nice friend relationship, so many type of relation we have amongst the devotees, but we should not take it as something ordinary, because after the tendency is to maybe to find fault or maybe to criticize, and this is very dangerous actually. And actually there is no real space for that, because everybody is really doing something nice in this movement. So it's important to keep in mind that we have to appreciate every devotee, to really praise them, to really try to serve them at any opportunity, because in this verse it's mentioned that the very good things to please Krishna and to really get the mercy of Krishna is to help others to become Krishna conscious, is what this verse is explaining. If you help someone to get free from material condition, then you will also get free, because the Lord will give you His mercy. He will bless you. He will bless that person through you, and He will directly bless you because you help someone else to come closer to Krishna. And Krishna really wants us to get out from here. So another thing that is, if we really want to please Krishna and to be sure that it's working, is to serve and please the devotee nicely. If even a little service, any simple service we could render to please a devotee, for sure we'll get a lot of credit, because Krishna will be very pleased. And it's guaranteed. Yeah. Because sometimes to please Krishna, we don't know really what to do, you know. But to please the devotee, we could know if the devotee is pleased directly. We could see his reaction, his mood. So if you have good mood, if he's happy, we could be convinced that Krishna is also pleased. I don't know if there is any comment or some question. Yes. I think everybody has a free choice. So if you try to do something good for others, if we endeavor for that, if the person accepts it to some extent, we're going to get the credit. After that person may get some credit, but we must also be ready to accept the mercy. Because Krishna gave the free choice to everyone. So this works all the time. In our life, at every step, every minute, every moment, we have to take decision all the time. There is something going on. All the time we must introspect ourselves and visualize where we are, what we are doing, how we are doing the things, and take decision. And we have to always keep in mind, what am I doing now is really the best thing I could do. For my spiritual life, for please Krishna, or for others, and keep trying the best. We may do mistake, or we may do wrong thing, but this is not really the most important. What is very important is our intention. Why are we doing the things? And if we do the thing with a good purpose, Krishna will be pleased, and we will get credit. And everybody who has some credits, it's up to him to use it well or not for the future. Because now every devotee, every soul who chants Hare Krishna, they have a lot of credit. It's not by chance that we became devotee of Krishna or we get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It's really not by chance. We heard many times the word causeless mercy. But causeless mercy is not a free mercy. Is something that we gain from all the things we have done from the past. We should not get proud of it, but we must really understand what is what in our situation. And when we get some credit, we must really take advantage of them and use them and do the thing to get more and more and more. I heard a very nice lecture about this causeless mercy. Because sometimes there is a kind of misunderstanding about what causeless mercy means, actually, because sometimes the devotee said that, I really not, I don't deserve that. I'm not qualified for that. You know, it's like Krishna is really giving everything. I really not deserve anything. I'm not really qualified to get any mercy. But if we say that, if we really believe that we are not qualified, then we get the mercy, there is something wrong, actually. Because it seem, if we really believe that, it seems that Krishna actually is partial. He will give some mercy to some person who are not qualified, and he will not give mercy to so many other persons who are not qualified also. So, and Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, actually, I will reciprocate accordingly with everyone. So Krishna is really ready to give mercy to everyone, but he will give the mercy according to the endeavor of the person. So the causeless mercy is causeless in the sense that from our own we cannot purify our heart. We cannot, let's say, develop and get good qualities from our own. We have to receive it from Krishna. But what is our responsibility is the endeavor to get that mercy, is the work we have to do. We have to make the first step, like it is said that man propose, God dispose, and when we do one step to Krishna, he is doing 10 steps for us. So we will not get nothing on our own, but we have to do our part very sincerely, actually, to get those credits. Yes. Yeah, in that sense, for example, regarding Harinam, yeah, many people are there, they hear the holy name, they get some mercy. And it is said that actually the devotees are more merciful than Krishna. So the mercy is just flowing at any, and with no price from the mouth of the devotees. And also, everything is under the control of Krishna. So also if Krishna wants to send someone to be around the Harinam, he could also do it. Nothing is really happening by chance, actually, in this world. When we have Ratayatra, so many people walk on the streets, but the day before, some other people was on the street. So today, those people was on the street at the time of Ratayatra. It may not happen by chance also. So anyway, we must always try to give the maximum to others at any price. Doesn't matter if it works or not. ISKCON, Prabhupada really emphasized that ISKCON is a preaching mission. It's just a part of it. If we don't preach, something is missing. From one side, we have the sadhana, we have to do our own sadhana, we have to work on our own spiritual life, we have to endeavor for ourselves. But another very important part that must be present is the preaching. Because if we don't give Krishna consciousness to others, we will not get so much. Because this is a principle, actually. To get something, you have to give something. And the more you give, more you get in return. So it could be by Harinam, by distributing books, prasadam, or preaching, any type of way we could give Krishna consciousness to someone, we must take the opportunity. And Krishna will be pleased, he will give us mercy, give mercy to this person. And we could see Prabhupada's example, how he was trying to give Krishna in any ways. It's not just a formal way to give Krishna. Prabhupada, at the beginning of the movement, he went to this concert with this poet in San Francisco. Everybody was smoking marijuana on the room. On the stage, everybody was just like, no, hippies. Prabhupada doesn't mind. He don't care about those things. He don't look what is going around. He was looking, I have opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, to give the holy name to that those person. I just going to do it, no matter what. No discrimination, no judgment of time, place, circumstance. There is also this video, just at the beginning when they was chanting in the park, and so many people chant and play music with Prabhupada. The small kid is playing flute, and actually it looked like more chaotic, you know. It's just the scene is quite chaotic because everybody is just playing any type of instrument. Everybody more or less is on the drugs. And the Prabhupada is right in the middle with his drum chanting Hare Krishna. And he gives so much mercy to all these people actually. So any opportunity we could have, we must take it for sure. Yeah. And the resolve is in Krishna's hand actually. Resolve is never in our hand. We could try so many things. It may work sometime, it may not work, doesn't matter. It's up to Krishna that what's going to happen later. We should not be attached to the resolve and we must keep going, going, going. And it's very important actually to give anything we could to others, because when we live in Vaishnava community, when we practice spiritual life, although sometimes there is some up and down, it's a little bit difficult, it's a little bit painful, but it's joyful actually. The first symptom of devotional service is that one became happy, you know, it's just like a part of it. And when we see people living outside, how they are suffering actually. So many suffering going on, so many confusion, and people are really always in anxiety. So many things happen like to give them more and more and more anxiety. Like, just simple thing, but we could see how the Maya is working to really give suffering and make people distressed. A very simple thing that happened in Germany a few weeks ago about this cucumber. You know this cucumber? Few people die because they eat a cucumber. So you could be sure half of the country they were stressful because of cucumber. All the people who eat some cucumber before, they think, I may die tomorrow. So they was in anxiety, they was in distress. And so many things like this are going on all the time. If personally I don't read newspaper, I don't watch TV, because I understand that it's going on all the time, so what is the use to read it? Because, but if you just pay a little bit of attention, it's so many stressful conditions. You know, don't have to be in a poor country to be distressed. People who are in a rich country, they have been even more stressful, more distressed than others. They really suffer, really suffer. Everybody takes sleeping pills and they drink, they take drugs, not because they enjoy it, it's just to cut off the mind actually, because it's so much anxiety, so much stress, that the only way to get free from that for some time is to drink or to take some drugs, just to, like, you know, when the head is underwater, when you take it out, you have some relief. So they get their relief by taking some drugs. They get free from their suffering, but there will be more suffering later. And how Maya is working like this. So, and what will come in the future, it will be even more and more and more worse and more difficult. So we should not waste our time. We must take the opportunity to at the end of this life, get free from our condition and go back home. Prabhupada said that it's possible in one lifetime. So we must really endeavor for it, because we don't know what will come next life. We make, for sure, we're going to get human's body, because we take prasadam, we serve, so we will get the opportunity to keep doing devotional service, but in which condition? What will be the life in 15 years, in 100 years, in 200 years, in 1,000 years? So if we spend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 more life, it may not show that we get free, because we don't know what Maya will bring us to put us down. And so now, time is quite nice actually to do spiritual life. It's very auspicious. It's not really difficult if we see what could come next. So we have to really take advantage, and Prabhupada's mercy, Golanita's mercy, they say in one lifetime it's possible. So if we have faith, it should be possible, it must be possible. And just the little few years we have to spend here, we must try to give them up. Yeah. Because generally we are attached to so many little things that have really no importance, you know. There is other question or comment? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.